Another sign of fall, of course, Grey Cup. They expedited this one, so it was a week earlier. It's kind of, I don't know, a Grey Cup without snow on the field. Anyway. Hamilton, there you go. Last night, 110th Grey Cup. Full disclosure, did not watch the entire game. Probably should have. I got to the third quarter. I'm going, oh, too tired. I got to go to bed. And then I wake up this morning and I find out that Montreal beats Winnipeg 28-24. Couple things. First off, anytime Winnipeg loses is a good thing. But it was the battle between, of course, two former Saskatchewan Rough Rider quarterbacks. Cody Fajardo, who I like, picks up the award. Most valuable player and all the rest of that stuff. And, of course, gets to hoist the Grey Cup. So that was pretty fantastic. And it was a thriller. It was one of those. It was actually a very entertaining game. Final score 28-24. Last minute heroics for Montreal. Bada boom, bada bing. It's in the bag. We're done. Now the Riders can look forward to hiring their new coach. That should happen very shortly, in fact. And then we can all gear up for June 2024. Can hardly wait for that. Oh, by the way, something else us Rider fans can celebrate about the Grey Cup victory yesterday with Montreal, even though you don't cheer for them. Of course, Winnipeg was poised to become a dynasty in the CFL. That didn't happen. And now they actually have a record that, well, the Riders used to have until yesterday. The Riders had 15 Grey Cup appearances where they lost. And now Winnipeg has 16.
PV Mart's Moonlight.